Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
We welcome you in now. Apologize for starting so close to tip-off here, but we welcome you to Wetumpka and Central of Coosa County in this Stanhope Elmore tournament. Right before we got on the air, there was a technical that was called against Wetumpka during the warm-ups, and that gave two free throw attempts for Central of Coosa County. They made one. It makes it 1-0 to start this ballgame. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie. Central Coosa has possession to start this one as they will miss a three with LaCorian Thompson shooting. On the floor for Wetumpka, driving inside now, Jeremiah Smiley. He'll draw a foul and head to the free throw line. 7:32 left in the first quarter. Smiley shooting the free throw. It'll have John Hudson Wingard along with Caleb Ballard, Chris Robinson, and Andrew Voiles getting starts here today for this Indians team. Central of Coosa County has Isaac Lee along with Javon Thompson. First free throw off the mark. LaCorian Thompson on the floor as well for the Cougars. Jaquez Parker. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Cougars is Javen Jackson. Their head coach is Richard Bell. Made the second free throw, makes it 1-1 as Central will have possession. Going up top here, Isaac Lee passes to Thompson. LaCorian Thompson giving to Parker. This 2A Cougars team looking for what would be a big win over a 6A foe in Wetumpka today as they sit with a 7-3 record right now. Javon Thompson on the near corner. He'll try and pass it out of it, but it is blocked by Voiles. Picked up, then he steps out of bounds, and a turnover forced by the Indians.
Yeah, Gavin, you mentioned that Coosa Central is a 2A school, but they have definitely been a powerhouse in that 2A conference and also playing this one. It's a little bit of a chip on their shoulders. John Hudson Wingard lays it up and in. Talked so much about Caleb Ballard, an important part of this Indians team, and he is a transfer from Coosa Central, played there last season.
Yeah, a little extra motivation for him. As you mentioned, Indians take a 3-1 lead now off that bucket. Coosa Central, somewhat familiar with the 6A level, though. They faced off against Ben Russell a few weeks ago as a jumper from the far corner is made by Jaquez Parker to tie it back up at three each. Ballard well down the court, pass to Wingard inside, and same exact play we saw a second ago. Wingard couldn't connect on the lay, but he does draw the foul. Isaac Lee called for it there, and it'll put Wingard at the line.
Yeah, and in the Indians' most recent game, that loss, that tough loss to Prattville, you definitely noticed the lack of John Hudson Wingard there. He was competing in the AHSAA All-Star Game, and congratulations to him for that one. But you definitely tell a little bit of lack of domination in the post presence that this team has done so well all season.
Wingard makes the first free throw to make it 4-3. And you mentioned Wingard's great time as a football player. Caleb Ballard also had a strong season. Both of them named just recently All-County first team for their football performance. Andrew Voiles on the floor as well. He was second team on that list. Coosa Central couldn't get it in efficiently. It's stolen away here by Smiley. Now up top is Chris Robinson. He will back out for the moment, where it's 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Giving to Caleb Ballard. He tries to go down the baseline and is shoved instead. Foul called against Isaac Lee, his second.
Yeah, and you can definitely see right there just how bad they do not want to let Caleb Ballard score. Definitely, like I mentioned earlier, playing with a little bit of their chip on their shoulder, and definitely could see some emotional basketball here throughout this one.
Voiles has it. He'll pull a three off the mark. Rebound by Wingard. Now back up top. Robinson, top of the key for three. Can't connect. Wingard chases it down before it goes out of play. Tries to save it, but unfortunately Smiley couldn't hold on to it. Central has it now. LaCorian Thompson. driving inside from the left side. Can't find any space in the paint, though, as he kicks back out to Lauderdale. Now Winger steals it away, goes coast to coast with it, and gets the lay to go.
And Winger already with 6 points here in this one. He's really earning his money back after missing that game against Prattville.
Thompson with it for Central Coosa. Parker now. He'll try and drive in, but a foul called before that against Jeremiah Smiley.
Yeah, just got a little bit handsy on that one, trying to poke out the steal, but just got the wrist. Unfortunately, missed the ball there, did Smiley.
Javon Thompson will inbound for this Coosa team. It's worth noting, Central Coosa right now clearly outsized in this matchup. They'll kind of have a tough time trying to get inside, but as I'm saying it, Jacorian Thompson manages to find room in the paint for the layup. Robinson will give to Voiles. Everything the Indians have managed to score off of so far has been in the paint as they look to Winger and go back out again. Ball is free. Voiles manages to lay on it, and I believe a jump ball. No, timeout. Maybe. We've got one saying jump ball, other says timeout. They give it as a timeout from Coach Thomas. That gives us a moment here to catch our breath a little bit after the quick start to this game for us. 4:40 left in the first quarter. Again, we apologize for missing the pregame show. We had a little bit of an internet issue, but we got it all sorted out. We will be audio only through this one. Or check that. No, we do have our video up. We were a little concerned about it there for a while. Appreciate everybody tuning in over your Christmas break. And both these teams coming back after their Christmas break that they had for about a week or so. Indians were out at Spain Park just about 9 days ago. Played against Smith Station and McAdoy. Fell short in both of them as we resume play. The Indians can't get a bucket to go with 4:30 left in the first. Ball is loose again. Central Coosa couldn't hang on to it. Chris Robinson scooped it up, but then didn't have anywhere to pass it to as it sails out of bounds. May have been touched there by Coosa, and it was.
And that was a good job on that most recent play there by Smiley to go ahead and force it out. He's been a great defender for this Indians team.
Quick inbound there. John Hudson Winger couldn't get the layup to go. And Central Coosa forces a stop. LaCorian Thompson pulls a three there. Had a lot of arc to it. Just had a little too much. Andrew Voiles now looks to the far corner. He'll look inside now to Wingard. And Chris Robinson comes back out from the paint with it. Back to Voiles from the far wing for three off the front of the rim. Rebound Wingard. Nice put back.
Man, John Hudson Wingard is absolutely dominating in that low post. We've seen him work on that glass quite a few times, and he's already got 8 points in this one.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance for our REMAX Cornerstone Keys to the Game, but I imagine that we have to both agree here. It's going to be getting into the paint, and that really starts with both Wingard and Caleb Ballard.
Yeah, once you get that paint and you kind of scare the guys and you make people come crash down, that oftentimes leaves guys open on the perimeter so you can kick back out and get some open looks from beyond the arc.
Three-pointer from Zakai Lauderdale will go. It makes it 9-8. Indians with just a one-point advantage here. Chris Robinson floating one to Wingard. Indians very methodically moving up the floor. A three-pointer from Voiles is well off the iron. Now back up top. Robinson has it. Looking for somewhere to go here. Pass inside to Wingard. Back to Robinson for three from the near side. That one cashes. First three of the game for the Indians.
Love to see the shooting finally go down for the Indians. It's been a huge part of this team all season, beyond the arc and that low paint. That's really what Coach Thomas is having these guys go out and doing and working for the Indians pretty well.
Lauderdale gives to Thompson, and back to Lauderdale again up top. Parker with it now. They're having to move at lightning speed in order to get through this Indians defensive setup. Couldn't make a layup there after the effort from Parker as Chris Robinson tries to come up the floor but first draws a foul. This one's called against Javon Thompson. 2:13 left in the first quarter, 12-8. Wetumpka with the advantage.
Smiley will take a quick seat on the bench as Miller Lombardi gets his first minutes in this one.
Voiles will give to Lombardi, lobs it inside. Robinson under the basket. He'll try and kind of hook shot it, I guess, with the underhand. And I think he stepped out of bounds first.
So far, what's really stuck out to me about the Indians so far is really some great ball movement. You're not seeing a lot of dribbling on the offensive side of the floor for the Indians, just really passing it around and trying to find open looks.
Cusa was all trapped, now stealing it away. Robinson will Euro and get it in off the glass. 14-8, Wetumpka. Whistle blown and a timeout called from Central Cusa. Their first timeout here with 1:43 left to go in the first quarter. The Indians lead it 14-8. We'll pause for station identification.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as the Indians lead it 14-8 over Central Coosa. Coach Richard Bell called the timeout there for this Cougars team. Has had a lot of success at the two-way level. They've made the two-way playoffs every year since 2019, and majority of that has been with Coach Bell at the helm. Coosa will have it coming out of the break. Javon Thompson very slowly moving up through the backcourt as Indians start to apply a little bit more pressure. Pass is blocked, stolen away by Robinson. Fakes an alley, goes up with it himself, and he missed. Put back from Lombardi wasn't good either. Back up top, Voiles, now Lombardi. He'll pull the three, bottom.
And again, just some great ball movement there from the Indians. Kept passing around the top of the arc till they finally got it over to Lombardi, who had an open shot.
Sloppy inbound, now a dunk from Caleb Ballard. Goodness gracious.
And Caleb Ballard gets on the scoreboard in fashion.
What a play from Ballard after the steal. Just a lazy inbound play there a moment ago is now a three-pointer off the front of the rim. Lauderdale goes up. He'll draw the foul. Central Coosa just very nonchalantly tried to inbound it there, and it ended up quickly being stolen away, left a wide open paint for Caleb Ballard.
And anytime Caleb Ballard has nobody in front of him in the paint, we've seen that quite a few times this season, you know he's going to put it down with some authority.
First free throw from Lauderdale is good. 19-9 the score here with 51 seconds left in the quarter. John Hudson Wingard coming off the floor for the Indians. Ben Tucker will enter for the first time today. Second free throw, good as well. A good trip there from Zakai Lauderdale. 19-10. Indians had to work to get it up the floor. Now they've got Ben Tucker in the paint. He tries to get up in the post, but he gets caught walking first. And a turnover.
Yeah, and that'll take a good move off the board there for Ben Tucker. Had a nice spin move to lay it up and in. Chris Robinson pokes that out, though, right into the hands of Voiles.
Yeah, Voiles will go up for it and easily get one in. Central Coos has had a really tough time getting it up the floor here as Wetumpka has started to apply two men in the backcourt. Now had a lane, passed it over to Lauderdale, and he couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds in favor of Wetumpka. It was LaCorian Thompson who tried to drive in, and that last pass was a little more than they needed. Lombardi launches it down the floor. Wide open three from Robinson. It's good. 24-10 Indians. Last 10 seconds of the first quarter. Central Coosa trying to get one more score here to stop the bleeding. They'll go up, and they will get it off the glass, and that will end the first quarter. 24-12, Wetumpka dominating in the last few minutes of that first quarter to give themselves a double advantage here, 24-12, on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Start of the second quarter, Indians lead it 24-12 over Central Coosa. Andrew Voiles will have it to start. He passes inside to Tucker, gives to Robinson, who goes up, has his shot deflected, but gets it himself and puts it back in.
And that'll put Robinson in double figures there. He's got the two threes and two twos as well.
Three-pointer now for the Cougars goes. It's Zakai Lauderdale who manages to cash it. Big shot there for him. Now Wetumpka trying to go up with it, drawing a foul there on the floor.
It's a good move there from Caleb Ballard. He started driving inside on that one, but just kind of got pushed in the back, got caught a little elbow, and it'll send him to the free throw line.
Caleb Ballard's first free throw is good. 7:28 left in the first half. Ballard making that free throw makes it 27-15. Second free throw good as well. A 13-point advantage for the black and gold who are wearing their all-white uniforms today. Three-pointer now will go again. Waylon Chapman Allen making his first appearance of the afternoon and making his presence felt off the made three. Caleb Ballard in the paint now has it poked away. And Central Coosa is starting to feel themselves just a little bit here. LaCorian Thompson trying to put a dribble move on Chris Robinson here. Looking for some help now. In trouble. Gets a pass to Parker as a foul is called against Ben Tucker.
That'll be Tucker's first foul of the game, and a little bit of a loose call there. Didn't really get him too much, but as the Coosa Central guy went in the air for it, Tucker just kind of gave him a nice little tap and draw the foul there.
Jaquez Parker with it for Coosa. Driving inside, step back, he'll pass it out instead. Jackson for three, overshoots and airballs. Lombardi with the rebound, gave to Robinson. Now on the far corner, it's Ben Tucker. Looking inside, Ballard in the post. He goes up and under and won't make it. Draws the foul, though. This one's called against Lauderdale. Lauderdale with his first foul of the afternoon. Indians trying to expand a 10-point advantage. First free throw from Ballard off the back iron. Lombardi will exit for the Indians as Jeremiah Smiley will come back in. Second free throw. More fortunate there for Ballard. He makes that one. 3 for 4 so far. If you can hear that roaring sound, maybe. I'm not sure if it picks up on the mic. That is wind outside, by the way, as this cold front moves in. Indians there get called for a foul as LaCorian Thompson drove inside. Well, it is remarkable how loud that gets.
Well, we've got the vent right behind us, so probably coming in through the HVAC system, you can hear the wind right behind us. But, man, it is shearing out there today.
Three-point effort from LaCorian Thompson off the mark. Indians coming back down the floor now. Robinson will drive inside and lay it in.
Great move there from Chris Robinson. Always so fluid on his feet as he drives down inside. Just kind of hit a little juke move off to the side and found the open space.
Coosa quickly in transition there. Javen Jackson had it and was fouled on the floor. One thing about Coosa so far is they like to move quick. I think that's probably the right approach for them, especially considering the size difference. You got to be able to really find open areas by just beating them to it.
Yeah, absolutely. When you play against this Wetumpka team, it's hard to outsize them. They've got 6-foot-plus players at just about every position, pretty rare for the high school level.
McCorian Thompson drove inside, gave to Lauderdale. He goes up and lays it in. Now an inbound stolen away and another quick bucket for the Cougars. Waylon Chapman Allen with a nice steal and bucket. Now in the post, Ballard spins and a jumper is off target. Ballard tried to save it, and his last touch by him. We're back within single digits for the first time since about 4 minutes in the first quarter. With 5:23 left in the half, it's 31-22, and Coosa has possession. Aquez Parker. They'll try and drive in. Now backing away from it as it gets poked out by Robinson, who immediately has it stolen away by Allen Chapman, or Chapman Allen, that is. Quickly, Central Coosa trying to go back at it. Missed opportunity from Thompson. Back up top. Logo three off target. Ballard fighting for a rebound here, and it is a jump ball as he got tied up with LaCorian Thompson. Jump ball puts the possession arrow in favor of Coosa. Chris Robinson coming out of the game as Jordan Hill will go in. His first appearance here today. Looking to get it in here. Javen Jackson manages to find Lauderdale. Thompson with it up top. He'll try and cross over. Drive in. Floater is good. He's kept the stride there as he floated it in. Cuts it to a 7-point game. 31-24 Indians. Voiles to Hill. Now a 3-pointer is no good there from Smiley. Rebound for the Cougars from Lauderdale. As they continue to slowly cut into this Indians lead. Thompson now, LaCorian, his three cashes.
Man, I'll tell you what, too, these Coosa Central Cougars are really doing a nice job of finding open shots from beyond the arc. They've got quite a few threes in this one.
Well, it's 31-27 as Smiley had it stolen away from behind. Here's LaCorian Thompson who drives in. He'll go up but has his shot denied by John Hudson Winger. Ringard was not having it there. Inbounding now is LaCorian Thompson with 3:54 left in the half. Waylon Chapman Allen here in trouble. Tries to pass it back out. Instead, it gets poked away. Last touch there by Andrew Voiles and Wetumpka. Inbounding for the Cougars, Jaquez Parker. On what's become a bit of a long possession for this Cougars team.
Yeah, they've been playing with pace all game, but now they're kind of starting to hit their stride, being some more selective about the shots that they take. Three off the mark there from Chapman Allen.
Yeah, not the greatest shot effort there from Chapman Allen, but a good rebound and then a bucket from Jaquez Parker, and it's a 2-point game all of a sudden, 31-29. Indians have a wide open John Hudson Winger. He gives back to Jordan Hill. Winger not typically the one to pull the threes. Now they'll look inside in the post. Wingard's getting hugged from behind by Waylon Chapman Allen. And, of course, that's going to draw a foul. Yeah, that's textbook, if I had to say so myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely see this Coosa Central team starting to play with some emotion now, finding themselves on a little bit of a run here and really just trying to make everything go their way. A little bit too aggressive on that one, though.
Well, it seems like Wetumpka was going to start to run away with things there, but what's been an impressive run from this Cougars team has cut it back within a score. Wingard makes the first free throw. It's 32-29. Second free throw off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound, though. Couldn't get the put back, but Wingard will go right back to the line again. How about that? Foul called against Lauderdale. He hit that perfect, you know, off the front iron, goes right back to the free throw line kind of shot. Manages to get the first free throw in this time.
Yeah, and that's the type of shot you're always looking for when you're down in a close game, shooting at the free throw line and just need to get a board there. Definitely wasn't intentional on that one, but just shot right back to Wingard as he drops in that second free throw.
34-29 Indians now as Wingard will come out after those free throws. Three minutes left now as Central Coosa will pull a three from the far corner. No good. Indians come away with a rebound for a moment. Boyles has it now as it was almost stolen away. Now he gives to Hill. Looking inside, they'll go up for it. And Tom Suddeth is going to draw a foul in the paint.
Indians have really made a living this game at the free throw line so far. They've already got 8 points at the free throw line, and Suddeth looking to drop them in. It's double figures as the first one falls through.
Yeah, kind of to be expected that Wetumpka would really emphasize that as we kind of hammer down on the major size difference here is pretty much every one of these matchups, if you put them in one-on-one situations, the Indians have the height advantage, though Coosa has clearly shown that they have a lot of speed that they've been able to take advantage of. Chapman Allen this time drives down the baseline and manages to float one in. 35-31, a foul called in the backcourt. This time I believe Chapman Allen is called for it, and he is.
I think the Indians are in the bonus here, so that'll send Voiles to the free throw line, and that is not the guy you want to send to the free throw line there.
He's been efficient so far this year, as he'll be shooting two free throws. Voiles with Suddeth and Ballard on the floor with him, along with Chris Robinson and Jordan Hill. Missed the first free throw as we tried to talk him up there for a moment. Shows what we know. Second free throw, no good as well. Sorry about that, Andrew. 2:25 left now in the second quarter. 4-point advantage now for Wetumpka. Central Coosa trying to make a big play there with Chapman Allen. Boy, he managed to dribble behind the back, drive in, take a shot from the free throw line, and it goes. 35-33 now. Suddeth driving inside, whistle blown, and a defensive foul is called. This time against LaCorian Thompson. Should have gotten the bucket as well. They're saying, I'm not sure how, they're saying this is on the floor, but I can't really understand how you call a defensive foul there as he drove in, made the bucket as the whistle was blown. I think maybe they're about to, they're still going to have him. He's going to shoot two free throws.
Well, it shouldn't really matter either way because the Indians are in the bonus. So I was, when they started lining up at the baseline, I was a little confused there. Must have just been a miscommunication there from the refs. Good to see Suddeth going to the line.
Well, they got part of it right, but he did make the shot. However, they called it on the floor, which I disagree with. Misses the first free throw here. Should be an and one opportunity. Instead, shooting two shots, missed the first. He'll shoot one more here in just a moment. Shooting 1-for-3 so far. Make it 2-for-4 as he knocks that one in. 36-33 Indians. 2:03 left in the first half. Central Coosa with Jaquez Parker in trouble. Had his pass deflected, but he caught it himself. Parker gives over to Thompson. Things have slowed down just a little bit for a moment. Neither team really has done a whole lot in the last couple of minutes. Chapman Allen has it now for Central. Trying to direct some traffic here. He'll drive inside, step back. He'll pull one from the free throw line off the mark. Rebound Suddeth. Indians coming up the court now with a three-point lead. Driving inside, Robinson gives to Ballard, who puts some authority on it as he jams it in.
That was a great find there to Caleb Ballard. Hit him right in stride, too. Just a beautiful pass and great execution from the dunk there on Ballard.
Now a three-pointer from Parker and can't connect. Chapman Allen got the board, but Boyles almost stole it away. Now numbers in favor of Coosa. They managed to find an open man in the paint. Lauderdale gets a bucket. 38-35. That was a very awkward bucket they just had a moment ago, but they do cut it back to 3 points. Suddeth in the paint here. He's going to be called for a travel. He was lucky he got called for just the travel. He did put his arm out also against a defender. Could have had a charge go against him as well, but the foul will suffice. Coosa with possession now with 30 seconds left in the first half.
Got to think maybe they're going to slow this one down a little bit and try to get the last shot, or at least make Wetumpka have to hustle if they want to get another one off in return.
Thompson will drive inside. Floater, and he makes it. Good effort from Thompson. They've had that floater shot work a lot so far. Now Boyles drives in, gives to Ballard. Has it poked out for a moment. Last touched by Coosa, I believe. No, this is a foul. Beg your pardon. Lauderdale called for a foul on a reach in there. Thought he had gotten that one swiped cleanly. Just over 9 seconds left in this first half. Kayla Ballard shooting two free throws with just a one-point lead right now. It'll stay that way for the moment as Ballard missed the first free throw. Ballard goes 0 for 2 from the line. Good board by Suddeth, though. Can't get the put back. Now fighting for it. Coosa has it. Thompson, coast to coast. He will not get the lay-in. And Wetumpka holds on to that one-point lead at the end of the second quarter. Boy, they were just holding on there for those last couple of moments of this half. Wetumpka leads 38-37 after the first two quarters of play. We welcome you to the City of Wetumpka halftime show. When we come back, we'll have updates for you and recap that first half of action. Get ready for the second half here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier. Come to Collier.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Staking connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie here as the Indians lead it at the half, 38-37 over Central of Coosa County. And it's been a little bit of a surprise here, Mitch, here in this second quarter. We saw Wetumpka really start to pull away for a while against this Central team. They were leading by as much as 13 at one point, and then slowly but surely, Central managed to continue to cut into this lead, and now somehow they're down by just one at the half.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head there. Indians really had a strong opening quarter, but then in the second quarter, Coosa Central found their footing. And I think that kind of contributes to two things. One, Wetumpka, outside of Chris Robinson, nobody's been able to shoot from beyond the arc. Everything's been coming from inside of the paint. When you have a one-dimensional offense, it's really hard to keep things moving like they were in that first quarter. And then on the other side, Coosa Central has just been shooting the lights out. Floaters mid-range from beyond the arc, they have just done a great job of finding open looks and taking advantage of them when they do find them.
Yeah, Wetumpka has really been effective in the paint. They've managed to get to the free throw line a lot. Feels like you kind of have to lean into that a little more, but it wouldn't hurt to have some of those threes go as well. Chris Robinson has really been the only one who's been like really efficient from beyond the arc so far for Wetumpka.
Yeah, and then you look on the other side from the paint scoring, usually Caleb Ballard, always a force to be reckoned with, but it's been John Hudson-Winder really stealing the thunder. I believe he's got 10 points, he's got 11, scratch that, in this one already, and all of those points coming in the paint, a lot of them with the second chance points. But outside of John Hudson-Winder, you haven't seen a lot of second chance points, which is something that this Indians team has done really well all season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Wetumpka hoping to see some of these guys get a little better from beyond the arc. But I think one other thing is defensively, how do you try and slow down this Central team who has been racing up and down the court this entire time? And that has really been the only reason they've been able to score points in this one.
Well, I think you got to do a couple of things. Maybe switch to his zone defense and try to play, instead of playing man and following your guy around the court, kind of really work on that outside zone and try to keep them outside the perimeter, because as soon as they get a step on you, they're crashing straight to the bucket and kind of cutting through everybody. Have a man down in the low post ready to kind of take that look away, or at least kind of come and close out on that shot. But a couple of things need to go right for the Indians to really run away with this one.
Wetumpka leads it 38-37 at the half when we return the second half coming your way on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
We'll be right back.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for, delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Getting ready for the third quarter to begin here in just a few moments, as Wetumpka still leads it 38-37 coming out of the locker room. And interested to see what this Indians team looks like here as we get into the last 16 minutes of action. We talked about it just a few moments ago about the importance of being able to lock down that paint a little bit more, stop the speed of this Coosa team. But it looked to me, Mitch, like Wetumpka did a really good job of limiting the effectiveness when they had a little bit of that court or backcourt pressure that they put on there at the start of the second quarter.
Yeah, and they were able to force a lot of turnovers when they did that. So it'd be interesting to see if Coach Thomas tends to stick with that, or I'd rather go back to it, kind of got away from that half-court, full-court press type of look later in that second quarter.
Voiles has it. He'll give to Ballard to start this second or third quarter. A missed opportunity there from Ballard. Wingert had a chance at a putback, and a foul is called. Shooting foul, as Caleb Ballard was the one to draw it. He'll go to the line. First free throw from Ballard. No good. He struggled from the free throw line so far today. He's been effective, though, in the paint. He's had multiple big dunks that we've seen so far. Second free throw is good. 39-37, Indians lead.
They are waiting for him at the half court, but not going for that full court press look. So interested to see what happens as a three comes out of the hands of Thompson and off the mark.
Almost got a friendly roll there, wouldn't connect. Smiley has it now for Wetumpka. Drives in, somehow gets it to go off the glass. Took a lot of contact there, still made it. 41-37, Wetumpka.
It's surprised not to see a foul call there. Smiley kind of got an elbow from the defender there and had made that shot as he fell to the ground. Really tough bucket there for Smiley and the Indians.
Chapman Allen has it. His pass, well, he essentially just threw it off the knees of Chris Robinson. He'll inbound it now from the far side. 7:10 left in the third quarter. Parker now to Chapman Allen. He'll pull a long three off the front of the rim there. Wingard right under there to get the basket, or rebound, that is. He'll give to Voiles. Voiles spinning around. Now he'll pull a three. Can't go. Whistle blown. Foul is called on the rebound effort here. I believe that one went against Ballard. A little bit of smack talk there as well between Ballard and Isaac Lee as they continue to guard each other throughout this one. LaCorian Thompson now will drive in. Denied by Ballard. Coosa still has possession. Chapman Allen drives in, pulls a jumper, and connects with it from the free throw line.
Chapman Allen's done a really good job all game of kind of finding that space in the mid-range, stopping and hitting a little pull-up shot, and does it there.
Robinson now, jump pass inside the paint, picked off by Jaquez Parker. Cusa with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. They trail by two. McCorian Thompson, dribble move, drive inside. He'll dish it to Isaac Lee, who manages to drop it through. And we are tied, 41 each. Inbound to Chris Robinson, goes out of bounds. Just misfired it a bit. And Jaquez Parker will inbound. Now Cusa in a tie ball game with a chance to gain the advantage here. Thompson, bounce pass to Chapman Allen, who brings it back up top and gives it Thompson again. The Cougars, the biggest chance of the afternoon. Three-pointer from Chapman Allen is good from a long ways away. 44-41, Wetumpka struggling on the inbound, but a foul is called against the Cougars there. Jeremiah Smiley was scrambling for it and drew one off of Jaquez Parker. 5:31 left in the third. Indians down by three. First time they've trailed since it was 1-0. Now, looking inside the paint, it is another scramble for it, this time in favor of Wetumpka. Isaac Lee tried to save it before it went out and couldn't do so.
And as you mentioned, the Indians really struggling to inbound the ball here on their own side of the court.
They are on the front court right here. Ballard will go under the basket. Can't drop it in. Foul is called against Isaac Lee, who jumps in frustration there. That's his third foul. Ballard going to the line. One for two on the last trip. Makes the first this time. Indians have had a frustrating time here in the last 4 minutes of the first half and now the first 3 minutes of this second half. Second free throw good as well. And it's 44-43 in favor of the Cougars. 5:10 left to go in the third quarter. Central now will try and drive in with Chapman Allen, who draws a foul on the floor. And it's called against Chris Robinson. Chapman Allen inbounding now from the far side. No, check that. They'll inbound from the paint, or from the baseline instead. Bounce pass to Thompson on the far corner. Looking for some help here. He draws a foul again. There was a push there. Off Jeremiah Smiley. I think that's the right call, too. It saw him stick his hands out and was kind of wondering what the plan was going to be. It wasn't even really an attempt to steal it. Lombardi will come in as Smiley will come out. Second foul against Smiley now as Cusa tries to drive in with Jaquez Parker. Foul called against John Hudson Wingard. Parker going to the line here.
The Cusa Central team really has the Indians on the ropes. Haven't really played a lot of super tight games all season, so interested to see how the Indians respond in this one.
Made the first free throw there, did Parker. Wetumpka right now on a two-game skid after the trip to Hoover. Again, that was against Smith Station and McAdory. But this is a team Wetumpka had high expectations against, as Voiles now trying to drive inside down the baseline and lays it in. Took him a moment, looped it around, finally got something. 46-45 now as Cusa has possession. Parker will give to Chapman Allen. Now Chapman Allen drives inside, takes a floater from the baseline, and it connects. Now a long pass, Moss game there between Ballard and Thompson. Ballard will pick it up and drop it in, taking advantage of the size there. 48-47. Still a dangerous inbound pass, though. LaCorian Thompson does it himself. Pulls the three off the mark. Rebound, Chris Robinson giving to Voiles. Voiles trying to drive down the baseline. Goes up, can't lay it in. He will go to the free throw line with a chance to tie or take the lead. Foul goes against Jaquez Parker.
Now this Indians team on that possession, they're trying to play with a little bit more speed than they had so far in this one, and it seems to be working out, trying to get some open looks as the first free throw off the mark there from Voiles.
Yeah, couldn't connect. There's been some struggles from the line here for this Wetumpka team. Still trying to tie it here. Voiles gets the second one to go, and we are once again knotted up. 48 each now between the Indians and the Cougars. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Now looking inside, Voiles manages to steal it away on the pass. They were trying to find Kenyon Richardson. Now Tom Suddeth on the far corner gives to Robinson. Look inside. Ballard goes up. Can't get it, but again, drawing a foul. This time called against Chapman Allen.
Caleb Ballard has been to the free throw line numerous occasions on this one, not necessarily having the paint scoring that he usually does, but he's earning it at the charity stripe.
Makes the first free throw there, and it gives Wetumpka a lead again, 49-48. Second free throw from Ballard is good as well. 2 for 2 that time. 50-48 the score with just over 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. LaCorian Thompson tries to put a dribble move on Voiles and almost lost control. Now still trying to do it all on his own. He gets a little bit of breathing room there, couldn't make it, then has his second effort rejected by Ballard. Picked up by Jaquez Parker as they reset back up top. Now Parker to Chapman Allen. He'll pull a three. The hot hand can't get it that time. Has a rebound from Thompson, who goes up. Still can't get it. Finally, Wetumpka gets a rebound. Voiles now for Wetumpka. He'll give to Robinson. Robinson, step up. Three-pointer, no good. Got his own board. Can't make it on the putback either. Ballard can, though, as he gets it. Third time's the charm on that possession. 52-48, Wetumpka. Thompson gives to Chapman Allen. A look over to Parker as Wetumpka has the 4-point advantage again. Driving inside is Parker. A lot of traffic there as he couldn't make the layup. Voiles has it again for Wetumpka now. He'll try and go down the baseline, lay it in, count the foul as well. Indians building up a run here.
And after a little bit of a slow start in that first half from Andrew Voiles, he's really showing why he's the leader on this team, fighting back with a lot of grit, not afraid of contact, earning it all at the rack as the and-one opportunity goes through for the Indians.
Yeah, got that one as well. Now a wide open man on the cherry pick effort from Kusa, and it still doesn't pay off. Kenyon Richardson missed a wide open bucket from under the basket. Voiles gives to Ballard, looking inside at Suddeth, who loses control, goes out of bounds. Just under 2 minutes left in the third quarter now as Central Coosa will inbound. Wetumpka is pressing hard now. 55-48, the advantage for Wetumpka. An 8-0 run for the black and gold. Now, Parker, look outside. Three-pointer is no good from Richardson. Good rebound, though, by Jackson. He can't make it. Ballard with the board, who gives to Voiles.
I think Ballard got a hand on that one, too.
Three-pointer from Lombardi now. He won't make it either. And Richardson gets the rebound. Central trying to slow things down again. Minute 30 left in the third. Up top is Thompson. Now Chapman Allen again. Chapman Allen will try and drive in. That usual floater shot from him. Missed the first effort. Got his own board. Couldn't get it to go a second time either. Robinson now in the backcourt. Can't hold on to the basketball. Timeout is called by... by Central Coosa. Apparently, no, that was not a timeout. That was a tech. I was lost as to how it could have been a timeout if they didn't have possession, and I realized that was a technical foul called against, I believe, the coaching staff here, maybe one of the players. Central Coosa is livid right now as Coach Bell pleads his case. Andrew Voiles now shooting two free throws. They'll have possession after these as well. Made the first.
Not quite sure what that tech was called for. Didn't get much of a sign from the official. Gave an explanation to the coach.
Well, don't know what the official heard, but head coach Richard Bell did just say to the ref, "I was trying to say get the ball." So if that gives you any explanation there, clearly he didn't feel like what he said was warranting a technical foul. Nonetheless, 57-48. Wetumpka had possession for just a moment, but it was stolen away by Chapman Allen. Coosa trying to stop the bleeding now. Driving inside. Floater from Jaquez Parker will do just that. 57-50 now. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Robinson has it stolen away. Jaquez Parker now does it himself. Underhand. Jelly rolls it in. 57-52 now. Coosa will not go away. Robinson with 30 seconds in the third. They'll try and drive. A foul called, though, against Jaquez Parker. Third foul against Parker with 28 seconds left in the third. Kind of look out for the foul trouble here for Central Coosa. They've got three for Jaquez Parker, three fouls for Isaac Lee as well. Chris Robinson shooting two free throws. First one is good. Wetumpka in the bonus. So they'll be shooting two through the rest of the quarter here. Substitution for Central as Jaquez Parker comes out. Javon Thompson will enter. Second free throw, good from Robinson as well. 59-52, less than 30 seconds left in the third. Central looking for a bucket here to end the quarter. Thompson, that's Lacorian. Dribbling out the clock a little bit. 10 seconds left in the third now. Still waiting to run the play. 5 seconds. Will not run the play. 3, 2, trying to do it himself. Lost his dribble. Now a fadeaway three. That goes. Goodness gracious, what a shot. It was a very low percentage shot there, but somehow he still got it to hit. And a big three-pointer there for Central Coosa. It's 59-55. Wetumpka leads it over the Cougars. We've got one more quarter to play on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. 59-55, Wetumpka leads it as we enter the final quarter of play. Indians holding on to that four-point advantage, but a big three just moments ago managed to cut back into it as Central has possession to start the quarter.
And with a bucket here, they can make it a one-score game. Really, both teams been trading blows back and forth all afternoon.
Lacorian Thompson, he'll try and drive. No, he'll pull a long two. That is off the mark. Rebound from Tom Suddeth there. Wetumpka gets a stop to start this quarter. Chris Robinson had a pick set by Ballard. Now trying to drive down the baseline. Stolen away again. This time, it's Chapman Allen who has it. He'll back away. Thought about driving in for a moment. Now he's got an open man. LaCorian Thompson can't make the jumper either. Rebound from Ballard. It was stolen away quickly, though, by Javen Jackson. He couldn't make it either. Now a pass from Ballard picked off. Chapman Allen will connect. Turnovers having a big effect on this one as Central Coosa down by just two. Andrew Voiles trying to drive in now. He'll spin around in the post. Can't make it. A violent play there on the rebound. Foul is called against Javen Jackson.
Good to see Voiles pop right up after that one, man. He hit the deck hard coming down with the board, but they'll call that foul on the floor.
Andrew Voiles inbounding from the baseline. Start of the fourth quarter, so no longer in the bonus. Got it to Suddeth in the post, who drops it in. 61-57. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in this one. Jaquez Parker now. He'll try and drive in. Can't get anything, but a foul is called against Tom Suddeth. Parker will head to the line. Two shots coming for Parker. Made the first one. Wetumpka had a big run there. 8-0 run that we saw in that third quarter. Seemed like that was going to be the chance for Wetumpka to really run away once again. Second free throw missed from Parker at 61-58. But again, Central just managed to hang around, and they currently trail by three. Voiles loses his dribble, goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Voiles. Another turnover from Wetumpka.
That's kind of been the story of the game so far for the Indians. Just a lot of turnovers and sloppy passes that have contributed certainly to this Coosa Central ability to keep this one around.
LaCorian Thompson with just over 6 minutes to play. Lost his dribble for a moment. No harm, no foul. Now he'll drive inside. Pass to Lauderdale, who manages to get one from the post. Down by 1 point now is Coosa, 61-60. Chris Robinson crossing over, manages to keep the dribble. Driving inside, finds Suddeth, who goes up and lays it in off the glass. 63-60. 5:30 left to play now. LaCorian Thompson, he'll drive in. Lost it, but it was because of a reach-in foul against Chris Robinson.
Second foul of the night there for Chris Robinson. Well, afternoon, I should say. Definitely not night with the sun still out.
Not used to the afternoon games.
Few and far between here for the Indians.
5:30 to go now as Central Coosa has it. Jaquez Parker from up top. He'll pass to Thompson, who pulls a three. Didn't have enough on it. Indians with it after the Suddeth rebound. Robinson manages to get through one man. Now stuck in the paint. Gives to Suddeth again. Jump pass. Top of the key for three. Voiles bottom. Huge three-pointer there from Andrew Voiles. 66-60. Indians lead it.
First made three of the night there for Andrew Voiles. Really couldn't come at a better time, making this now a two-score game.
Now Thompson falling on the floor here. And yeah, he's going to be called for a travel. Was looking there for a moment to see if there was any foul call, but no. Just lost his footing, really. Robinson will give to Voiles. Now, Voiles kicking out. Three-pointer from Smiley, just off target. Rebound from Suddeth, though, as he's right under there to get the putback. 68-60, Wetumpka.
Now Indians really starting to hit their stride, and especially in terms of the second chance points, really starting to do that, and they've done it well all season, knew it was coming at some point in time.
7-point run for the Indians, a missed jumper there from Chapman Allen. And a chance to make this a double-digit game again. Boyles will drive in. Layup will not go. Foul is called, though, against Parker.
And that's four on Parker. Gonna have to watch that as this one goes on. But with 4 minutes left in the game, not sure that they'll sub him out.
Well,
I just take their chances.
Well, they will sub him out. Parker will exit. Isaac Lee, who has three fouls, will come in. 4:07 left as Andrew Voiles will shoot two free throws with a 68-60 lead. They may have to make a substitution here real quick. Caleb Ballard, I think, has some blood on his jersey here or is bleeding somewhere. Yeah, so they're going to sub in John Hudson Wingard, and Ballard will have to come out.
It's going to hurt a little bit for the Indians. Ballard's played some great defense in this second half, really closing out on a lot of the shots in the paint. Grabbed a couple of boards to go with it as well as Voiles knocks down the first free throw.
69-60 now after that make. He'll make the second as well. 70-60. Timeout called by Coach Bell and Kusa as they continue the cleaning effort here on Caleb Ballard. This will give him a chance here to get this cleaned up before he has to make a decision on whether or not he can come back in. Seems like they've got it clean, so maybe they'll make the sub here. Yeah, he'll check back in. John Hudson Wingard was the one that came in a moment ago. And with 4:07 left, Ballard will still be on the floor for Wetumpka here in just a few moments. But Wetumpka putting together a nice run here, 9-0 run over the last few minutes. Now they just have to be able to close it out. This is what we've seen before. This is where Central has managed multiple times to close it back up and get him within a score.
Yeah, this game has really just been a game of runs. Anytime Wetumpka starts to get a run, go on a run, get that 8-9 point scoring advantage over the course of a couple of minutes, Kusa has fought right back in, gotten a couple of timely steals, and made some tough buckets to really close the gap and not let things get out of hand. But Indians looking to continue this run and put this one away.
Coming out of the timeout after the made free throws from Voiles, it'll be Central of Kusa who has possession. 4:07 left to go in regulation. Javon Thompson will inbound for the Cougars.
Big possession here, too. If you're the Cougars, you really want to cut the bleeding here and at least start trying to get claw back into this one, but they've done it so far this game.
Chapman Allen gives to Thompson. Thompson trying to direct a little bit of traffic here as he loops around. Now he'll look to drive inside, go with it himself. Got the lay. It'll count, and he drew the foul. Foul's going to go against Caleb Ballard that time. 70-62 with a free throw coming for LaCorian Thompson, who has been one of the more efficient players for this Kusa team so far. Knocks that down as well, and it's a 7-point game. Showing a very light backcourt pressure here is Central. Robinson will get it up. He passes inside to Ballard, but it's stolen away. Isaac Lee has it and gives to Thompson. 3:30 left. Thompson drives in. No. Stolen away by Robinson. Thought about going coast to coast. He'll back off of it. Now he's in a trap. Gives to Sutton in the post. Goes up. No. Charge called against Sutton.
Yeah, and that's a tough bucket there. When you're a guy of Sutton's size, he definitely doesn't stray away from contact whatsoever. But every now and then in that low post, defender's going to have that time to get his feet set right there. And unfortunate call on Sutton.
Gives Kusa a big opportunity here to cut into it even further. Isaac Lee going up and is denied by Tom Sutton.
Good on
Boyles Sutton. Will lob one to Ballard. Robinson. Back to Voiles up top. Less than 3 minutes to go now with a 7-point advantage. Every bucket will be a nail in a coffin here if Wetumpka can continue to extend it. Ballard going up for it, and there's one. He makes it 72-63. 2:40 left. Chapman Allen pulls a contested three. No good. Rebound Suddeth. Now Voiles. Got up court. No look pass to Suddeth. As they go back up top. Now just everyone playing hot potato here for a moment, seeing how much time they can waste. Somebody bit. It's picked up by Suddeth and dropped down. A dunk from Tom Suddeth makes it 74-63. Indians almost forced a turnover as well. Stripped away from Chapman Allen, but it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Wetumpka. Timeout called by the Cougars. 2:07 left. Wetumpka leads it 74-63. They managed to extend this run and keep Coosa at bay at least for the moment. Got to hold on to it for another 2 minutes of play. Big chance here for the Indians, though, to get back on track after back-to-back losses just over a week ago in Hoover. They'll have another game tomorrow as well at about the same time. Originally scheduled for 1:30 like today's was, but not quite sure if that'll be the case. I'd assume it'll be around 1 o'clock tomorrow when the Indians take on Maplesville in the second and final matchup of this tournament. Next time the Indians are at home will be the next matchup after that. Percy Julian on January 6th. That'll begin region play for the Indians. Now scrambling for the ball as Coosa lost it for a moment. Timeout called right as LaCourie and Thompson picked it up. And with 2 minutes flat, another timeout called by Coach Bell.
An unfortunate timeout call on that one. You had Lauderdale crashing straight to the rim. Nobody home in front of him. It was a good find, but with the ball hitting a couple of Indians and a couple of Cougars beforehand, wanted to save the possible jump ball and ensure that the Cougars had possession.
And real quick, Wetumpka girls basketball has been on a roll. They're 13-4. They did drop a game to midfield just over a week ago, but they had a strong showing in the Trinity Christmas tournament, made it all the way to the championship with wins over Trinity and George W. Long before that. A nice job from them as they are done for the 2025 year. They will play Percy Julian as well on January 6th. Now Coosa with it again. A three-pointer off the mark there from Chapman Allen. Rebound effort, but then a travel called against Jeremiah Smiley. Smiley got the board, but then stumbled as he picked it up. And that's what got him called for the travel. Coosa another chance.
Got an elbow real quick, too, there from Chapman Allen on his way. Kind of forced his momentum to carry him forward. Surprised on the travel call there.
Gave it back to Chapman Allen. Now an open man. Three-pointer from Javon Thompson will not go. Rebound by Suddeth. And Wetumpka likely able to kind of run away with it now. 90 seconds left to play. Another bucket would just about seal it if it's not already. Suddeth back up top to Robinson as they are in no hurry to try and score here. Robinson again. Launching it over now to Smiley, who gives to Voiles. And then misfired pass from Voiles. Javon Thompson picks it up, coast to coast. His lay won't go. Chapman Allen with a putback draws a foul. And this at least gives Coosa a heartbeat. Foul is called against Smiley. It's his third. Two free throws now on the way from Waylon Chapman Allen.
And that's a little bit of the danger when you're kind of just playing hot potato, passing the ball around. All it takes is just one steal and a poke out, and there's not going to be a lot of people ready to get back on defense. Can allow for fast break opportunity and points there.
First free throw missed. He'll have one more. Hey, stick around for our REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. We'll talk with Coach Thomas after this one and what will hopefully be a victory here in about 60 seconds. Chapman Allen missed the second free throw as well. 0-for-2 on that chance as they give the Voiles up top. 50 seconds left to play. Suddeth had a wide open lane and he didn't even know about it. Passed back up top. Now they give to Suddeth and he lost it. Now Coosa picked it up. Finally, they'll take a shot. A missed three there for the Cougars. Foul is going to be called there after Miller Lombardi got the rebound. Boy, Tom Suddeth a moment ago was so focused on trying to continue to pass and run the clock. When Kusa ran in to try and steal it, they ran right past Tom Suddeth, and he had the entire lane to himself, and he didn't even know about it. 25 seconds left. Lombardi will give back up top to Chris Robinson, whose pass is now stolen away here by Lauderdale. It goes out of bounds. And possession will go with Wetumpka. Lauderdale just couldn't hang on to it.
That was a good recovery from Chris Robinson. He poked that ball out before it went out of bounds.
15 seconds left, and Central Coosa is going to let it go. Indians are going to come on top, come out on top of this one. 74-63 after what was a battle from a very strong program at the 2A level. Coosa puts up an incredible fight against this Indians team. 74-63, Wetumpka gets the big win to move to 11-6 on the season. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Stephen Thomas as we recap the 74-63 win for the Black and Gold on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more.
Just leave
Wharf Casual Seafood. WharfCasualSeafood.com. The coast is here.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Well, Wetumpka gets the win over Central Coosa, 74-63, and what was a little bit of a better battle than we thought it was going to be there for a bit. Wetumpka got the early lead and managed to extend it to about 13, and then Central Coosa managed to close it down all the way within one, and then they took the lead there in the third quarter at one point. But finally, Wetumpka got the lead back and managed to run away with it to get an 11-point victory over the Cougars. Mitch, your first reactions after that one?
Well, I got a couple of ones. First of all, it's always kind of good to get edge out a win in a close game. Really kind of test the fortitude of your team and this Indians team, especially on that front half of the season. A lot of the games in which they played and ended up winning were not super close, so it's good to be able to know how your team responds in a situation like that. So it was good to see the Indians claw back, even though Coosa Central probably gave them a little bit better of a battle. And then the other thing, first reactions, is you had three Indians leading the team with 14 points. Just a lot of guys touching and scoring the ball, and always good to see that.
Yeah, we'll talk with Coach Thomas here in just a couple of minutes as we get ready to close things out from here. We'll have another game tomorrow against Maplesville at about the same time here at the Stanhope Elmore Christmas Tournament.
And that Maplesville game is a huge one for Coach Marvin Morton, an alumni of Maplesville, and got his start coaching over there. So definitely will be a little bit of a homecoming for him, although the game not in Maplesville. Surely he'll have some friends on that sideline.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see that matchup, and that'll be a big storyline for us tomorrow afternoon. Make sure to tune in on 105.1 WRFS, as well as the Wetumpka Sports Network Facebook and Wetumpka High Athletics Live YouTube. You can also keep up with all events on that Facebook and at WetumpkaSports.com. We'll take a break and then talk with Coach Thomas on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover
to you. Chad Barrett with Remax Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at Remax Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gavin Baxley here along with Mitch Petrie. We're now joined by head coach Stephen Thomas after the win over Central of Coosa County. Coach, that was a bit of a battle there for a while. Your first reactions?
Yeah, first game after the break. I mean, going in, knowing this game, just on the schedule, we knew Coosa's going to come out. They're going to play hard. That's what they do, is they have – you know, 12 guys on the roster that's going to play ball. And so us seeing that right off the break, right out of the break, I mean, that's good. They're going to give high intensity. They're going to play 100% every possession. So being able to come out and compete and see that right off the bat after a few days off, I mean, it's good just to have that competition and to be able to play against a good team at Coosa.
Seemed like there was a lot of effort to get inside the paint. Were you trying to really take advantage of the height difference in this one?
Yes. Just game by game situation, we're going to have a lot of games where we're going to have the size advantage. So trying to get that as often as we can that we've done throughout the season. I mean, that's just going to play to our identity as a basketball team. And the pace of this game, we was able to get that inside out game. We was able to feed the post, Tom, Caleb, John Hudson, even Ben Tucker at times, being able to get into those sets and get into those looks. I mean, that was key for us, especially on the boards. We just gotta utilize those opportunities to continue to have that identity with the guys we have down low.
I know there were a few issues, mainly on the inbounds, but just some turnover issues overall. How do you kind of try to clean that up?
Just repetition, and then at some point we gotta take ownership and accountability. Just as individual players, sometimes we too relaxed, sometimes we too nonchalant with the ball. We just gotta make sure that that basketball is the key. I mean, you gotta take ownership with it. You got to possess it just like, you know, this is a prized possession. Like, you can't score without the ball. You can't make things happen without the ball. So we have to make sure we take identity with, we got to make sure we take care of this thing.
Yeah. Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
That's our talk with Coach Thomas as the Indians get the 74-63 win over Central of Coosa County. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from Stanhope Elmore High School and get ready for tomorrow's matchup against Maplesville on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Again, for the final time this afternoon, our final score 74-63. The men now move to an 11-6 record. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Stanhope Elmore High School tomorrow as the Indians take on Maplesville. Tip-off is set for about 1 p.m. It'll be roughly 15 minutes following the game prior, so we'll shoot for about 1 tomorrow. Make sure to check out our Facebook for updates on tip-off times for that. Our broadcast will be on the air about 10 minutes prior to tip-off. Again, our final score tonight, 74-63. Wetumpka gets the win over Central of Coosa County. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.